Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, you are now listening to Wire and Nerve. I don't have the keyboard this week, so we're doing some finger drumming. What do I got for you today? I got some fun stuff. First up, oh my god, my mic is still peaking. You know, I try so hard to get my microphone to just operate at a normal level, because I know you guys can tell. Like, I know it's not fun for you to have to, I don't know. It's weird, because sometimes I talk normally and hold on, if I cut, what if we put it there? Hello? Okay, so, at that level, but then that just makes it harder for me to play the music, because then I have to bump it back up. You know, whatever, we're doing it this way. Sorry about it. It'll be normal in the fall. Once we get to the fall, it should be good in perpetuity. What was I saying? Oh yeah. First up, well, I better tell you about what's happening later in the episode. Later in the episode, we have this song Greaser in the Ghost Home by Das Synthetisch Mischgewebe, or is it Gewebe? Mischgewebe. Probably that one, because German. That's a 20 minute long Musik Konkret song. I think that's how you say it. It's pretty fun. I know there's like kind of a debate on if Musik Konkret is true industrial or if it's related at all. I think that industrial initially started out as the combination of the two main types of electronic music, which was like synthesizer based stuff and concrete. You look at really early Throbbing Gristle works like Second Annual Report, and you can definitely hear it there. So, you know, I count it. But before we're getting to Grease and the Ghost Home, we have Pitch Shifter. This is their pre breakbeat punk stuff. This is Underachiever off of Infotainment. It's a pretty short one. After that, we got some Numb, Canadian classic. Let's just jump into it. All right, here we go, Pitch Shifter.
Yeah! third note. The white-tailed kite is a bird of prey with an uncanny ability. Facing her slender body into the wind, with pointed wings and broad tail outstretched, the bird appears to hover mid-air, like, well, a kite. White-tailed kites are mostly pale, except for black patches on their wings and their signature red eyes. They only live in a few states in the U.S., but they're common in grasslands throughout much of Central and South America, where they hunt for rodents and small prey. These raptors can be territorial during the breeding season, when males defend prime hunting grounds to feed their mate and chicks. But the rest of the year, kites are more gregarious. It's not unusual to find 100 kites roosting in the same clump of trees. Though white-tailed kites are globally abundant, they still face threats from habitat loss as humans convert native grasslands to farms, pastures, and urban developments. We can support these graceful raptors by preserving the grasslands they call home. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is dedicated in memory of Alice Ashbaugh, a lifelong birdwatcher and amateur ornithologist.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. How are y'all enjoying the show so far? If you want to tell me about it, you can. Just email wireandnerve@hotmail.com. That's my show email. Or you could follow me on my Instagram @wireandnerveradio. Reach out to me. I love hearing from y'all. It's a good time. If you have any song requests or anything, I'd be more than happy to play them, unless it's Marilyn Manson. That was EBN by Clinic. Clinic, I didn't actually know that much about them, but I found out that they worked with Bill Leeb on the early Noise Unit albums, and I like Noise Unit, so I saw a Clinic album at a store and I picked it up. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, we had Bliss by Numb, again, fairly early Vancouver industrial. I think, let me check. It's not a Wire and Nerve episode without me doing live research about the music I play. That was off the album Christmeister. Yeah, so that one came out in 1989. But I have it on a comp with the Bliss EP from 91, which has got a few remixes of that song. That was just the album mix. Okay, we're doing a little bit more. When was Frontline Assembly's first album? Frontline Assembly, 86 technically. Initial Command was their first like real album, and that was 87, which same year as Numb. Skinny Puppy obviously doing it for a little longer. All right, now it's time for the part that you're all very excited for, and I'm very excited for. This is Greaser in the Ghost Home by Das Synthetische Mischgewebe. Here's the thing about it, is like, I assume that it's called Greaser in the Ghost Home because the album's called Greaser in the Ghost Home, and on the CD ID, like the track IDs, they say the other song title twice, and they don't ever say Greaser in the Ghost Home. So, you know, this is the first track. I assume that's what it is. Before we do that, I'm going to play a quick PSA before and after, so that, you know, I mean, it's a 20-minute song. I kind of got to check this out.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
There you go. We'll pick out a new one somewhere in the 20 minutes that this song is playing. Check it out. You soon, the go. Thank you.
Thank you.